Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
960 The Ref and 960theref.com.
All right, it is the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Well, happy Friday the 13th. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Seems very appropriate.
What comes after Black Thursday the 12th? Friday the 13th. Do appreciate Georgia's Director of Athletics, Greg McGarity, for taking a few minutes this morning to join us. In fact, he is on with us right now. And Greg, I know yesterday was a nutty day for sure. And again, thanks for being along with us. And I just kind of wanted to get, I mean, I know you don't have a lot of answers to a lot of stuff that's going on either, but I was kind of just wondering, were you in Nashville with the basketball team?
Yes, Dave, it's good to be with y'all. We got back last night, but yeah, we met as athletic directors on all day, really Wednesday. We had a full agenda. The virus was part of the discussion, but that is the only agenda item we dealt with all day Wednesday, which ended up we were able to go to the second half of the basketball game. And then Thursday, we met again yesterday morning from 8 until around noon, and then off and on, the president had a meeting anyway scheduled for yesterday. Most of them were in town Wednesday, so we've been in and out of meetings during our time in Nashville. So we were right at the point where everyone was in the room, and thank goodness we did have athletic directors and presidents in the room so that we could deal with this face-to-face.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing that you guys all were there together. Was there one, like, an NBA announcement, or was there one league announcement that may have just triggered this whole thing, or a consultation with doctors? I mean, what were you guys looking at to try and decide that, you know, the decision was made Tuesday night, you know, that the baseball games and other things were going to be played without fans in the stands, to, you know, dealing, I guess, you know, all the way to yesterday morning where it was just, let's just call the whole thing off. What kind of started triggering that as far as, you know, what you can remember from these last 48 hours?
Well, everything happened so fast.
Yeah.
I remember Wednesday morning we were looking, we were talking about refunding tickets and things of that nature, and dealing with how are we going to handle crowds, and then the information kept coming very quickly, and different hearings in the Senate, and then all of a sudden the news that the NBA player was infected, which all of a sudden just really rang a bell with everyone, because our student-athletes aren't much younger than these athletes in the NBA. So
yeah,
we're playing basketball, and then the NCAA suspends the season. That was a true marker there that really impacted everyone in the room. And then later, when the NCAA late yesterday afternoon canceled all NCAA events, and beforehand they were restricting access to indoor track because our team was in Albuquerque getting ready to compete. And, you know, it got to the point to where it was only athletes, and I think it just rose to the level as more information became available and more experts weighed in on the virus and the community spread. It obviously just led to a halt in NCAA championships for sure for the rest of the year. And we have a conference call with SEC ADs today at noon, which will move the ball even further down the court and figure out how does that affect a number of things the rest of this spring and actually enter into next fall.
And by the way, I misspoke. It was Wednesday night, not Tuesday night, when the word came out about that the games were going to be played this weekend without fans, and then it changed to all day yesterday. Because we were Tuesday night, we were in Augusta with baseball, and then Wednesday night was Statesboro. Yeah. So it's all, I know it's like for you, everything's kind of running together. I want to make sure I got the timeline correct here as we talk with Georgia's Director of Athletics, Greg McGarrity.
Greg, you mentioned a moment ago you already are in talks about how to refund tickets to fans. I know that's a question we're getting at the radio station, which we just don't know the answer to. And you may still be calculating all of this, but what kind of protocols are you expecting? Because I'm sure you're probably getting an influx of fans wanting to know those things.
Yeah, we have baseball that was affected. We had gymnastics that will be affected tomorrow night. But those are really the only two paid events. And the SEC has activated information on refund of the basketball tickets that were purchased through either the universities or the SEC ticket site. And we're working on those specific details on our fans being able to seek refunds there. We want to be sure we meet and get the right information out the first time so that we don't have to go back and correct something. So that will definitely happen, and we'll make some announcements shortly on the process on how that happens.
As far as just the university itself, I'm sure that Georgia's probably in a much better place than, say, some of the smaller schools around the nation. But how much of a hit will this wind up being, if you've even had time to calculate that, as far as, you know, the drastic measures? What will that do to the university itself as far as athletics go?
Well, we really don't know. We just haven't had time to calculate it. But I think one thing that everyone in the room was very proud of is that finances never came up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever asked the question about what do we do in A, B, and C. That never really came up as far as what do we do. The main thing was the health and safety of the fans and the student athletes, and that ruled the day. And I'm proud to say that everyone in the room, really, finances never came up. You know, we're blessed in this conference to be able to have significant resources coming in from the conference, and we all realize that. But at the end of the day, the health and safety of everyone was first and foremost, and everything else was irrelevant.
Talking with Georgia's Director of Athletics, Greg McGarrity, you mentioned a moment ago, Greg, that you guys will be in another conference call today. I'm imagining y'all are going to be on a lot of conference calls over the next few weeks or whatever. The topic that, you know, the couple of questions that we get asked, so even though the NCAA has called off championships and all the winter and spring events, does that necessarily mean that sports have been called off altogether for the rest of the year? Is that something that you guys have to decide?
Right, because, you know, we had a marker earlier of making another decision by March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are today, but obviously we have not met as a group since the NCAA halted all championships. So how will that affect things? You know, we just are going to get on the phone today and talk through those things and see if there's any way, you know, just see what our options are. But we know that NCAA championship play as we know it is over, and I'm sure that Commissioner Sankey will huddle with the other commissioners to also try to have some consistency there, because there's so many things at play as far as recruiting and spring practice. There are just so many things on the table that will need to be discussed, and we're hoping to have some type of consistency in all these measures as we move forward.
So for the University of Georgia, which you can speak for specifically, for Coach Strickland, for Coach Diaz, for Coach Wallace, all the coaches that have spring sports teams, are their athletes staying with the team? Are they continuing to practice, or are they dispersed now since school has been basically called off for 2 weeks?
Well, we're following the guidance from the chancellors, which said students are strongly encouraged to be off campus. So for us to be able to practice with that directive, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So for this period of time, there would be no team practices because the chancellor has made that decision for all state institutions as far as students not being on campus. And we'll just see where things stand after that 2 week period. But there's a lot in the air right now, and I just can't stress enough that things can change on a dime.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It really is. As we talk with Greg McGarrity, Georgia's director of athletics.
Greg, I know another very popular conversation amongst fans and a lot of higher-ups are what is going to happen to the year of eligibility, maybe for some seniors or even some underclassmen. I know you don't have the answers to those things right now, but what do you expect that conversation with the NCAA to maybe a direction it may go and when that does come up in the near future?
Well, first of all, it's just so disappointing and so unfortunate for these student-athletes that have worked all year to get to a certain point, and coaches that have worked so hard to develop rosters that, you know, maybe are peaking at the right time. I feel so bad for that group of young people because, you know, they only have this period of time, and especially for the seniors. I'm sure, I feel confident that there will be some adjustments made that can help our student athletes experience, you know, championships. You know, it's just, you know, like when I got home late last night, I was kind of joking with Cheryl. I said, let's see what basketball game's on TV. And, you know, I mean, we end up, I don't know if we end up watching the news or whatever, but, you know, it's just going to be a surreal feeling this weekend. And it just shows you, either good or bad, the impact that sports has on our society now, because a lot of people are going to be without this weekend or actually starting today. And even with the TPC, the tournament down in Pontevedra, you know, that's not there. What happens to the Masters? You know, all these things that we all love and enjoy watching, you know, they aren't really a part of our world at this point in time. But, you know, this too shall pass, and I'm sure a lot of the things that we're doing now to protect ourselves will help us for the next time we experience some type of a health emergency.
Yeah, and I was so depressed last night. I just didn't even turn the TV on. It was that bad of a day. And to clarify, and you've kind of already answered this question because this is the other thing we get asked. Spring football practice was scheduled to start next week. It will not start next week, right? Because of what you just said.
That is correct.
Yes,
because all students are strongly encouraged not to return to campus. Yeah. It's probably not a good look, and anyway, it's you know, we want to follow the protocol and do the right thing, because, you know, we have a lot of parents out there that are concerned. We have a lot of foreign student athletes in our program that are also concerned. So, you know, campus is not closing down because some of these young people have nowhere to go. So I'm sure we'll have some of our student athletes on campus because they've either been here training and they have nowhere to go, especially our foreign student athletes, because they really can't travel.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. And I don't know if any of them ducked away for spring break, but they may not be able to get back if that's the case too.
Well, that's right. You know, we've got dynamics here. We've got student athletes training for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Swimming and track. And we've got young people preparing for the baseball draft, and there are a lot of things out there. You know, it's just we just don't want to tell them to go home. I mean, some of these young people, and that's what we'll discuss internally and with the conference, as far as what can we do to help our student athletes that are aspiring to be professional athletes, because they've got their whole life planned around their coaches, their training, things of that nature. So, you know, we want to be extra sensitive to the student athletes because, you know, they're the ones that probably are being hurt the most because of this one opportunity. You know, their one shining moment.
Yeah,
they're not able to experience that for all our spring sports.
Well, Greg, and I get, you know, the other question comes up is G Day, but obviously if the football team's not practicing, then that's very much up in the air. Even if there haven't been official announcements for all the schools in the SEC for their spring games, but I'm expecting those things not to happen either, but I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth, but, you know, we get asked these questions and I know you do too. So
Sure. That's
why we were, you know, really, really thankful of you for coming on and just trying to answer some of these questions as the best you could. But, you know,
and Dave, I think what we'll do, since the university has this 2 week period of time of rest, I'm sure there'll be plans moving forward, and, you know, who knows what the landscape is going to be in 2 weeks, 4 weeks. We just don't know. But, you know, we're going to do our best to communicate as best we can information that's accurate. It may not be as timely as people would want it, but it's really important to get the correct information out and get it right the first time. And really just everybody needs to exercise patience and knowing that we're doing the best we can to maintain some type of normal life, certainly understanding the health concerns that we all face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Greg, thank you very much for taking a few minutes. I know crazy times. Yesterday was a rough day for sure, and I know you got a lot on your plate with you and the ADs and the presidents and everybody else trying to figure this out. So thank you again for taking the time, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Well, feel free to call anytime. I'm happy to help.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay. Yeah. Take care.
All right. Georgia's Director of Athletics, Greg McGarity.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.